打开诗篇，诗篇145篇。我从今天开始，我们会有几讲的信息，都关于诗篇。今天是诗篇145篇。我用华文念，英文的可以看这个 PowerPoint。我的神，我的王啊，我要尊崇你。我要永永远远称颂你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。耶和华，你一切所造的都要称颂你，你的圣名也要称颂你，传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能，好叫世人知道你大能的作为，并你国度威严的荣耀。你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。凡跌倒的，耶和华将他们扶持，凡被压下的，将他们扶起。万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物。你张手使有生气的都随便保住。耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话，唯愿凡有血气的，都永永远远称颂他的圣名。刚才我注意到你们在唱诗的时候，好像只有第一首唱得比较大声，也比较投入，是吗？
I've noticed that in the worship earlier, you only sang really loudly in the first song.
不过这也难怪，因为这首歌你真伟大，它的成名是跟另一首我们很熟悉的《七一恩典》是并驾齐驱的。
It's no surprise because this song that we sang, How Great Thou Art, is as popular, as renowned as this other hymn, The Amazing Grace.
你真伟大跟七一恩典可以说是在基督教诗歌里面最出名的两首诗歌。
You can say that these two songs are arguably the most popular songs in Christian hymns, among Christian hymns.
那么这首你真伟大的原来的作者呢，是一位很年轻的瑞典牧师，名叫鲍勃。
Now the composer of How Great Thou Art is a Swedish composer by the name of Carl Boberg.
他是在1880年的夏天。
In summer in 1880.
有一天他在郊游的时候呢，忽然遇到雷雨。
While on an excursion, he ran into a torrential weather.
他来不及躲避。
He was unable to seek shelter in time.
他只见到电光闪闪，只听到那个雷声隆隆的声音。
Now he saw the lightning and heard the thunder.
然后暴风雨呢就倾盆而下。
And then the rain started to fall.
但是一下子呢又雨过天晴。
But in a flash, the weather became fair.
而阳光普照
，The sun came out。
这个大地好像被水所清洗过，非常的清澈，也非常的安宁。
The place was cleansed by the rain and was very serene and peaceful。
那么花草呢，都沾满着是水珠。
Now the flora and fauna were filled with water droplets。
然后更有小鸟飞回来树枝上来清唱。
And the birds started to fly out on the trees。
这些情景叫这位年轻的鲍勃牧师感到一种很莫名的冲动。
So this scenario to Carl Boberg was a very inexplicable feeling.
他很震撼于这个宇宙的主宰，他创造的伟大跟这个奇妙。
He was just marveled at the wonder of creation.
他马上跪下来赞美神的大能。
He started to bow down and praise God.
他的心灵也像被水所清洗一样。
Now his inner feeling was like being cleansed.
他就写了九段的诗歌的诗句。
So from there he wrote down nine poems.
回家后，他将这首诗句呢，把它变成两首两节的诗歌。
So upon returning home, he combined these into two verses.
配上当时瑞典古老的这个民族的那个曲调。
So he paired them up with popular Swedish folk songs.
那么在以后崇拜里，他就跟他的会友来分享他的经历，分享这首诗歌。
So upon returning to his fellowship, he started to share with his friends about these songs.
那么当这首诗歌被在两年之后呢，被译成这个诗歌，传遍整个瑞典全教会。
So in a very short time, these songs became popular among Swedish churches.
那么这首诗歌后来也被翻译成德文，也被翻译成俄文。
So in a short period of time, this song was translated into German and Russian.
但是真正英文的版本是在62年之后。
But the English translation only came out 62 years later.
是由一位英国的卫理公会的宣教士杭恩。
This was a result of a Methodist preacher by the name of Stuart Hine.
这杭恩宣教士呢，他有一次到现在很动荡的乌克兰那边传道。
So he once went to what is presently very war-torn Ukraine.
他听到这首歌以俄文唱出来，他很是感动。
So when he heard it, he liked it very much.
那么他又经常去那个难民营去探访这些难民。
So he went to these refugee camps to visit refugees.
于是他去看到那些反对苏联共产党的那些难民的那些居住的地方。
So once he went to the refugees who opposed the communist Soviets.
那么这些流浪异乡的那些苏联人，他们就很想回去他们的祖国。
So these refugees were homesick and wanted to return home.
他也非常感动。
He was very touched.
所以原本的两节的诗歌。
So what was originally the two verses?
他加多一节，就是现在我们所唱的主再来的那一节。
So he added a third part to these two existing passages.
来安慰当时那些离乡背景的人。
To comfort these people who are homesick.
告诉他们，神不但有伟大的创造。
To tell them about God's great creations.
神有伟大的救恩。
His redemption.
神更有伟大的再来。
And his impending return.
那么这首诗歌其实要到1955年在哥培里传道的时候，由数百人的诗帮所唱出来的。
So this song was sung by countless number of choirs in 1955.
在这个哥培里的 Billy Graham 的这个布道里面
，In a evangelical rally by David Billy Graham，
我们对他都很知道，他在多伦多1955年用了几百人的诗班来唱出这首《你真伟大》。
So in Toronto in a rally, he had a huge choir sang this song.
从此这首诗歌就传遍了全世界各地。
So from then on, this song just spread to the rest of the world.
其实，在刚才我们所读的旧约的经的诗篇里面
，So in this Old Testament passage that we just read。
世人已经懂得从他们的诗篇里面来颂赞神创造的伟大。
The people already knew from the scriptures about praising God's wonder and creation.
刚才我们所读的诗篇145篇。
So you just read from Psalms 145.
它是所有诗篇150篇里面唯一著名是大卫的赞美诗。
So in the 150 books, passages of in Psalms, this was the only one that explicitly stated by the hymn of David.
我们知道大卫写了很多诗篇。
We know that David has written a lot of hymns.
当然，其中很多赞美神的词句。
A lot of them were about praising God.
但是，只有从在今早的145篇里。
But it's only in 145.
大卫从开始到结束，他的思想完全是集中在赞美、称颂神的表达。
So from start till end, his focus was completely concentrated on praising God.
诗篇的一开始，他就开始说：“我的神完了，我要遵从你，我要永永远远称颂你的名。”
So at the start of this, he already said, "I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever."
我要天天称颂你，我要永永远远赞美你的名。
Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever.
你看，在结束的时候，他又在强调，我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话。
So at the end of the passage, he said, "My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord."
凡是有生命血气的，都要永永远远称颂他的圣名。
And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
在接下来以后我们所看的诗篇里面
，So after this we read in Psalms，
都是接下去都有赞美神的话。
They're all about praising God。
所以在今天的整篇诗篇里面
So in this passage today
大卫很清楚地告诉他自己也告诉神的子民也告诉世上所有的人都要来称颂赞美这位耶和华神
David has been telling people over and over again about the importance of praising God
其实这首诗歌还有一个很重要的特色
Actually, this passage has a very unique characteristic.
在希伯来文的原文里面，它是一首字母诗。
In ancient Hebrew texts, this was an alphabetical psalm.
换句话说，它是以希伯来文的字母的开始，一字一字接下去到结束。
So the Hebrew text that were narrated were sequential.
Using Hebrew alphabets.
sequential with Hebrew alphabets.
如果用英文的字母来解释
So if you explain it in the English alphabets
它的第一节应该是 A 字母开始
It starts with the letter A
第二个节就以 B 开始
Followed by B
第三节是 C 开始
Then C
那么一直到我们知道英文有26个字母所以到26节 Z 作为结束
So in English you have 26 alphabets and this ends with the letter Z
但是希伯来文的字母只有22个字
But in Hebrew text there are only 20
alphabets
Hebrew alphabets, there are only 22 characters.
就是说，但是今天经文你看到有多少节？
So how many verses do you see in today's passage?
一共有21节。
There are only 21.
换句话说，其中的一个希伯来文的字母是被漏掉了。
There's only 21, so one of them has been left out.
这第14个字母就是 none, 等于英文的 n 这个 letter.
So this missing alphabet is none, which is our letter n.
它是被漏掉的
This has been left out.
所以它变成了一个不完整的二十一届的这个诗歌赞美诗
So this passage of 21 verses is incomplete.
但是你在古老的希伯来文的版本，或者在74译本里面，你可以发现有人把这个 end 的这些经文把它加上去。
But in ancient Hebrew and Septuagint texts, there are people who put in the letter n.
不过有一位学者，我非常欣赏他的讲法。
But there's a certain scholar who I truly very greatly appreciate.
他认为这首诗歌之所以差一节，成为不完整的赞美诗。
He said that this is incomplete because of one missing verse.
就是表达世界上所有人的言语或者表达的方式都不能够完整的给神他应该完全得到的赞美。
So he's trying to say that all our actions and words will never be complete and will never match God.
不管是怎么样的说法
regardless of what people describe it
是完整的22节还是不完整的21节
whether or not it's a complete 22 verses or incomplete 21 verses
对犹太人来说大卫的这首诗是最能够表达人对神的赞美
to the Jews this passage was the best way of describing our praise towards God
所以这首诗在我们祷告里面在我们生命里面有一种不可以被取代的地位
so thisPraise in our prayers will never replace any other statuses.
甚至他们经常被提醒说
And this has been reminded again.
任何人如果他每天可以三次的去诵读这首诗篇
If anyone has the discipline to read this three times a day,
他肯定的会知道自己呢就是未来世界之子
He will definitely know that he is a child of the world to come.
所以现在就让我们来看这首诗的为何如此重要。
So let us now look at the importance of this passage.
我以大卫的宣告说，我的神，我要遵从你，来作为今早信息的题目。
So I'll use David's exhortation of I will extol you, my God and King, as the topic of today's message.
因为这也是神的子民所应该对神所做的事。
Because this is what God's people should all do.
首先，大卫给我们看到神的子民。要遵从神的第一个理由。
First, David told us that the extolling God is the reason for extolling God.
是因着神的大能和良善的彰显。
This is through the revealing of God's power and goodness.
神的大能跟神的良善。
His power and His mercy.
你注意在第一节开始的时候，大卫不单称耶和华为神，他还把这个王加进去。
So in the first verse, David was declaring about God's, was declaring towards God, and also added the word king.
如果神再加上王这两种身份同时出现，
Because when you add a king to God,
就表明了这位耶和华神，他是很至尊的，他是很伟大的。
This signifies that this God is someone very high and very supreme.
在犹太人 的作品里面，特别在诗篇里面。
In to the Jews, especially in the book of Psalms.
当你看到王跟神的身份同时出生
，When you see a God and King being mentioned side by side.
就是来彰显耶和华神的伟大的创造跟他的救赎的行动。
This is a revealing of God's creation and redemption.
我给大家看到诗篇九十五篇。
Now let's look at Psalms 95.
这边说耶和华为大神，为大王。
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
超乎万神之上。
Above all gods.
地的深处在他的手中。
In his hand are the depths of the earth.
山的高峰也属于他。
The heights of the mountains are his.
海洋属他，是他造的。
The sea is his, for he's made it.
旱地也是他手所造。
And his hands form the dry land.
还有诗篇七十四篇。
In Psalm 74.
他说神自古以来为我的王。
Yet God, my King, is from of old.
在地上施行拯救。
Working salvation in the midst of the earth.
所以如果你这样背景的认识。
So with this sort of background.
就能够明白在接下来的三到第六节，大卫为何指出神的伟大是人无法可以理解的。
So we can see why he describes from verses 3 to 6 why God's greatness is inexplicable.
大卫把这世界的焦点完全集中在神的伟大，神的大能。
So David concentrated this on God's God's wonder and
神的大能在他的大能的作为，他奇妙的作为，跟他行可畏的事。
This is revealed through his mighty acts and wonderful works and his awesome power.
他用这三种神的伟大的行为来带出耶和华的尊荣，耶和华的奇妙的作为。
Through these three characteristics, it brings out God's greatness and honor.
虽然大卫没有说明什么是行可畏的事，什么是奇妙的作为，什么是大能的作为，他没有清楚的讲出来。
Although David did not clearly elaborate what each of these were.
刚才我给大家所看到其他诗篇的背景。
Through these other some passages that I've just read out.
显然的，大卫是要带出神伟大的创造跟他的救赎。
David wanted to bring out God's miraculous ways of redemption.
特别是在摩西的时代，以色列人经历了神奇妙的大能的救赎。
Especially during the period in Exodus, when God provided redemption to the Israelites.
也就是说，大卫他肯定了他民族的这个拯救的历史。
So David confirmed God's existence in history.
他本身的存在跟他拯救的历史。跟他民族的拯救历史。
His existence and his form.
不但如此。
And not only that.
大卫也要神的子民跟其他的人一起来称颂神。
God wanted through this actions of choice of salvation to praise God through this.
因为神是一位伟大很有尊荣的君王。
Because God is someone who is high in honor and power.
所以大卫邀请全普天下的人都要一起来。永永远远的来称颂神。
So David wanted people all over the earth to praise God.
所以对大卫来说，耶和华神的创造。
So to David, God's creation.
神行奇妙可畏的作为。
His wonderful, awesome ways.
不是因为要彰显他的大能，叫人感到很惊奇。
It's not just to signify his status and cause people to be in awe and wonder.
神的这些作为呢，是要带出他的良善。
Through his actions, he wanted to bring out his mercy.
所以接下来的七到第九节。
So in verses 7 to 9,
耶和华就颂赞神说，他是有恩惠、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、大有慈爱的神。
So David said, God has grace, He has mercy, He has patience, and He has love.
所以这样的一位神，不单单只是看顾以色列人而已。
So this God does not only look after Israelites.
他也善待万民。
But he looks after the future generations.
因为大卫说，他以他的慈爱覆盖一切他所造的。
Because his love overshadows everything he has created.
大卫如何知道神是一位有恩惠、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、大有慈爱的神呢？
So how does David know that this is God with grace, with mercy, with patience, and with love?
因为这是神自己说的。
Because this is what God said himself.
如果你看回出埃及记三十三章。
So in Exodus chapter 33.
摩西要求可以见到神的面。
Moses asked to see God's face.
神说你不能够见我的面。
So God replied that you cannot see my face.
因为人见我的面就不能够存活。
For man shall not see me and live.
不过耶和华神却愿意让摩西见到罪人代表他的，他是谁？
So God wanted Moses to see how he was like.
就是神要让摩西看到他恩慈的一面。
He wanted Moses to see his gracious side of him.
他说我要显出我一切的恩慈。
I will make my goodness pass before you.
在你面前经过。
And proclaim my name.
宣告我的名。
And proclaim before you my name, the Lord.
结果耶和华真的在营中荣耀的出现。
And so from then on, God descended in glory.
然后他就宣告说。
And then he exalted.
在摩西的面前。
In front of Moses.
他自己说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
He said, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious.
不轻易发怒。并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
所以你看，摩西要求能见到神的面，不知该多好。
So Moses wanted to see God's face and how was it like?
但是神却让他看到他最代表他的那一面，就是恩慈的属性。
But God wanted to show that the part of him they wanted to show was his graciousness.
因为神知道人最需要的。
Because God knew that what people wanted the most
就是神自己的恩慈
was his own graciousness.
人如果没有了神的恩慈
if people did not have this grace
他根本就不能够来到神的面前
they would not be able to come before God.
更不要讲了见到神的面
even much less looking at God himself.
所以你发现神是那样的体谅人
So you see that God is understanding God.
我不让你见我的面
He doesn't allow you to look at him.
让你见到我的最恩慈的一面。
He wants to see his side of the gracious side of him.
已经是足够了。
And this is sufficient.
神这样的自我启示。
So this sort of self-revelation.
大卫最能够深深的体会到。
David was able to understand this.
因为我们知道大卫经历过犯罪的日子。
Because we know that David has been through a period of sin.
他体验到神耶和华神真的是有恩典怜悯不轻易发怒。
And he knows that through this period he's gone through he's experienced the grace of God.
所以他能够写出那么多的赞美神的诗篇。
Which is why he could write so many verses and hymns.
是的，弟兄姐妹，如果神的伟大只是彰显在他很大人大有能力。
Yes, brothers and sisters, if God's ability was only shown in through his power,
他可以高高的住在天上。
He will be high and distant.
他可以不食人间的烟火。
He'll just be far away.
但是如果神是位良善慈爱满有怜悯的神
But if he is God with love and mercy
他就必须跟人有切身的关系
He'll want to have a close relationship with man.
难怪有人说神喜欢故事
No wonder people say that God likes stories.
所以神创造了人
So he created man.
神知道人会背叛他
He knew that man would betray him.
但他却愿意用百般的怜悯
Yet he is willing to show mercy in every way
来继续的救赎他所造的人
To continue to save the people that he has created
跟这些背叛他的人
With those who have betrayed him
继续写下他跟人来往的历史
Continuing to narrate history with the history of man
所以这个故事就是神要进入历史
So the stories that God wanted to enter history
神的大能的创造叫我们难以理解 是我们都可以接受的
It's the fact that it's hard to understand God's creation is something that we can all come to grips with
但神竟然可以百般的容忍他所拣选的子民不断对他的冒犯
But how God can tolerate his own creation who the same people who constantly betray him
弟兄姐妹你会想到比创造更加叫人难以理解
Wouldn't this be even more difficult to comprehend
但是神就是要让世人看到
But God wanted people to see
他就是这样的一位神
This is the God he is
他愿意进入人类的历史
He's willing to enter history
就显明他不是一个遥远不可接近的神
This means that he is not someone who is distant and unapproachable
正如他自己所说的
Just like what he has said
他是那位有怜悯有恩典的神
He's a God with mercy and grace
我们熟悉的 C.S. Lewis 他曾经这么说
So C.S. Lewis once said this
他曾经这么说基督徒比其他的人占有一个很大的优势
The Christian has a great advantage over other men
不是因为他们的堕落成分少。
Not by being less fallen than they.
或者他们在堕落的世界里面，他的命比别人好。
Not less doomed to live in a fallen world.
而是他知道自己是一位堕落的人。
But by knowing that he is a fallen man in a fallen world.
他是活在堕落的世界里面。
He's living in a fallen world.
这个基督徒的体会可能叫你感到很泄气。
Maybe this experience will leave us very discouraged.
你知道你是堕落的人，活在堕落的世界又怎么办？
We are fallen man living in a fallen world. What should we do?
但是神今天给我们体会到说，他是怜悯有恩典的神。
But God has said that He's a God of goodness and mercy.
他不轻易发怒，他是满有慈爱。
He doesn't get angry. He is full of compassion.
所以我们这位堕落，这些堕落的人可以来到他施恩的面前。
So for us fallen men to come before Him,
我们可以得到饶恕。
We can attain forgiveness.
我们可以得到力量。
We can attain strength.
我们可以重新的站立起来。
And renew ourselves and stand again.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Yes, brothers and sisters.
因着神伟大的大能
，through God's great strength and compassion，
因着他伟大的良善
through compassion，
那么神的子民都应该来尊崇他。
People of God should come and glorify Him。
你发现在刚才所读的诗篇里面
，in this passage we just read，
他用了不同的赞美的用语。
He has used different verbs or phrases。
他用称颂、颂赞、传扬、称谢等来邀请世人来赞美神。
Use the verbs praise, to worship, to exalt, to gratitude as ways that we can glorify and praise God.
但我觉得这些用语呢，会带来我信徒的一些误会。
But these verbs might bring out a bit of misunderstanding among us Christians.
以为赞美神只限于在口上的赞美。
We may think that these ways of worship or praising are restricted to lip service.
所以我用他自己所讲的第一节，尊崇会更加更好。
So I think to extol this word in the passage is a better word to use.
你要来尊崇神。
We should extol God.
因着他的大能。
Through because of his great ability.
因着他的良善。
Because of his compassion.
那么什么是尊崇神
？What is it to extol God?
所以尊崇神就是跟信徒的整个生命是有关系的。
Simply said, this is closely related to our belief.
就是要活出以神为中心的生命。
To live out a life with God in the middle.
就是说，我们要以神的观点。来看待一切的事物。
So we should view all things from the viewpoint of God.
我们要以神的观点来看待人跟人的相处。
To look at the relationship between man from God's point of view.
那么信徒怎么知道他有遵从神的这个生命
？How will a believer know that he's extolling God?
就他能够每天，大家每天的，他能够意识到神的存在吗
？How will he know? How he know about God's existence?
我不知道在繁忙的这个生活里面，你每天能够感觉到、意识到神是存在的吗
？So I'm not sure whether in this very busy world we live in, whether we can experience God's presence.
而你所做的一切是否讨神的喜悦
？And what we are doing is it pleasing to God?
所以尊崇神是比口头上的称赞是有更高的要求。
So extolling God is beyond just lip service.
是我们一生所要不断学习的功课。
It's a lesson that we should all be learning and continue learning about.
所以大卫已经给我们看到，神的子民要遵从神的第一个理由，是因为神创造的大能，跟他奇妙的救赎的良善。
So David said the reason why we should extol God is because of God's mercy and His compassion.
而这一切都是因为神自己的个性，神本身是怜悯的神。
And this is because of God's character. He is one that is filled with compassion.
现在大卫要以两个实在的例子来说明神的大能跟良善怎么样实现在有需要的人身上。
So David wants to narrate how God's mercy and compassion can be lived out in the people who need Him.
但是如果神需要给人帮助
，But if God needs to provide help to people，
就必须牵涉到他有这个统管万有的这个权利吗？
This involves his all-ruling authority.
因为刚才大卫讲神是神，神是王。
Because David mentioned earlier that God is king.
那这位耶和华神作为君王，他怎么样运用他的权力
？So with God being king, how does he use his authority?
所以接下来的十四节到十六节里面
，So from verses 14 to 16,
大卫指出神的子民甚至世人都要遵从神的第二个理由。
He mentioned the second reason why people should extol God.
因为神以他全能那种大有能力来眷顾凡是有需要的人。
Because God has the ability to bless people who need Him.
所以耶和华作为君王，应该跟他的国有关系。
So God being king, this is related to His kingdom.
就像诗篇四十七篇所讲的。
So in verse 47 in Psalms.
神是全地的王。
For God is the king of all the earth.
神作王治理万国。
Sing to Him a psalm of praise.
神坐在他的圣宝座上。
Sitting on his holy throne.
大卫作为以色列的王。
As king of
Israel, 他本身是王。
He himself was a king.
他当然有如此看见。
So he would be able to see.
所以他颂赞神说。
So he praised God, saying.
他说世人都要传颂你国的荣耀。
To make known to the children of men your mighty deeds.
要谈论你的大能。
The glorious splendor of your kingdom.
你的国是永永远远的。
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
你的掌权这个权力是存到万代的。
And your dominion endures throughout all generations.
一般上我们以为神的国是指未来的。
So generally we think that God's kingdom is.
好像也不是在这个世界上存在的。
It does not exist on this earth.
但是对犹太人来说。
But to the Jews.
哪里有耶和华神的全能的彰显？
Where there is a revealing of God's ability and power,
那里就是有神国的出现。
This is where the kingdom will be.
那么这位大有荣耀、大有能力的耶和华君王，如何行使他治理的这个权能呢？
So for this God with so much power, where does he exercise his power?
我们从历史的事实可以看到。
Through periods of history, we can see.
世上的君王，他们经常会行使他们权柄的时候，会带来滥用。
History has told us that a person with a lot of power often leads to abuse of his power.
人们本来应该得到君王的照顾，而应该有好的生活。
So people are supposed to be benefiting from this person in power.
但是很多时候，他们反而受到君王用他们的权能来压迫他们。
So more often than not, they suffer from exploitation and oppression.
但是相反的，大卫让我们看见。
But on the contrary, David wanted us to see.
耶和华君王行使他的权能是什么？
What this authority entails.
他说凡跌倒的耶和华将他们扶持。
So for those who have fallen, God has helped them up.
凡被压下的将他们扶起。
So for those who are bowed down, God has assisted them.
不管你是跌倒的。
Whether or not you have fallen.
或者是被压下的。
Or you have been oppressed.
指的都是那些被欺压或者遭遇到困难而受苦的人。
This is referring to people who are vulnerable and in a disadvantageous position.
他们都是弱势者。
They are all vulnerable.
一般上我们知道世上的君王都不会去理睬他们的。
So we know that generally people, the kings don't really bother about them.
因为他们是没有势力的一群。
Because this group doesn't have any power.
但是耶和华神这位君王。
But God as this king.
他要以他的全能跟这些弱势的人来分享。
He wanted to share with these vulnerable people about his power.
他要去扶持那些有需要、有受苦的人。
He wanted to help those in need.
大卫非常能体会神对受苦人的看顾。
So David was able to understand this blessing that God provided them.
因为他自己也在受苦的时候经历了神的帮助。
Because he himself received help when he was in need.
其实今早诗篇145篇。
So in Psalms 145.
他前面还有好多篇都是一系列大卫的诗篇。
Before that there were a whole series of praises by David.
从138篇一直到现在的145篇。
From chapters 138 to 145.
但是你看前面的那些七篇。
So we looked at these preceding seven chapters.
大卫是在很受苦的时候，他生命受到威胁的时候所写的诗篇。
So this was written in a period when David was feeling very down and out.
但是来到最后的一篇145篇。
But as we come to chapter 145.
他从痛苦的这个哀求变成一种赞美的声音。
From this period of oppression, it became an exaltation of praise.
其中只有一个原因。
There's only one reason for this.
就耶和华神已经从他跌倒的时候被压下的那个处境中，耶和华扶持了他。
So when David was feeling oppressed and down, this was when God was helping him and helping him up.
这就是耶和华应用他的全能治理的第一个例子。
So this is one example of God using, exercising His authority and power.
那些跌倒的，他扶他们起来。
He helped those, he was helping those who have fallen.
现在大卫要讲第二个例子。
So David will talk about the second reason.
就是他供应凡是在生命里面需要食物的人。
He provided to those who, needed food.
他说，万民都要举目仰望你。
said, the eyes of all look to you.
你随时给他们食物。
And you give them food in due season.
你张开手。
You open your hand.
凡是有生命气息的，都随时可以得到保住。
You satisfy the desire of every living thing.
所以我们看到耶和华君王这个全能。
So we can see God's power.
不单单只是要扶起那些跌倒受重伤的人。
It's not just to help those who have fallen, who are burdened.
不单单与那些受苦的人来分享。
Not just to those who are oppressed.
他的全能的更是张开的手。
So his power comes with his hands wide open.
我们知道食物是人生存的基本的需要。
So we know that food is a basic fundamental of life.
所以耶和华是会毫不犹豫的、随时的供应有这些需要的人。
So God does not hesitate in providing food for the needy.
所以耶和华的手是张开的。
So his hands are open.
你知道世上君王的手是什么呢？
Do you know what the hands of these?
世上君王的手都是紧紧的握住。
So most have their fists tightly clenched.
他生怕一开手，手一张开，他就会失去自己的好处。
Because they're fearful that they'll lose everything when they let go, when they unclench.
或者失去自己的权利。
They'll lose all their power.
但是耶和华神作为君王。
But for God being as king,
他是乐意张开他的双手。
He openly welcomed with open arms.
就是让世人能够从他手中得到一切的好处。
So that people can through his hands attain all the goodness.
当你张开手的时候，
because when you open up your hands,
表示你是没有保留的，完全给你。
Because you mean you're not keeping anything, but you're giving everything.
为的就是叫是凡有生命的人。
This is so that anything that has life
都能得到他的饱足
can all be satisfied.
所以弟兄姐妹，通常我们以为神全能的治理。
So brothers and sisters, we think that God has omnipotent authority.
神应该是从天上大有能力的降下来。
So God would be descending from heaven in glory.
介入这个世界上不公不义的事情。
Dealing with all the injustice in this world.
好像摩西的时代。
Just like during Moses, the time
神降下十灾来惩罚那些作恶的埃及人。
The plagues were sent to punish the Egyptians.
我们认为，如果神的全能可以将一切作恶的人都除掉
，So if God's goodness can rid the world of all evil people,
这个世界不是会永远永享太平
？So when this world be filled with fairness only,
而世人不是可以和平相处吗
？So everybody can live in harmony.
神是可以这样做。
Yes, God can do this.
但是你有否把握？自己不是作恶的人。
But do you dare say that you yourself you are sinless?
你可以在全能的神面前站立得住吗
？Can you stand firm before God and say this?
所以我们应该轻信神的全能不是在天上高高在上来管理。
So we should be glad that God is not governing from above only.
他是进入到人类的历史。
Because he has entered the history of people.
他在地上来统管。
He has come down to earth to govern the earth.
他的统管我们怎么知道
？Now how do you know about this?
我们从耶稣在世上的侍奉。
We can see this from his service on earth.
耶稣在世上侍奉，就可以知道神全能的治理是什么。
Through what he's done on earth, we can see what he's like. We can see what Jesus is like.
如果耶稣来到这世上
，So Jesus has come to this earth.
他不是一次过解决掉困难的问题。
He did not rid all problems all at one go.
他也不是来解答人家对苦难一直问为什么为什么的原因。
And he was not here to answer questions about suffering.
耶稣没有一次过解决苦难。
He did not answer all these questions all at once.
但是他没有回避苦难。
But he did not shy away from it.
他主动的来到受苦人当中。
He willingly came before those who needed him.
无论是有疾病的。
Whether they may be ill.
无论是被巫鬼附身的。
They may be possessed by the evil spirit.
他都带给他们神这个全能的救赎的结果。
He has come to them with a pure redemption.
换句话说，耶稣要让我们看见。
In other words, God wanted, Jesus wanted us to see.
纵使在这个罪恶的世界里面。
So even in this, this world of sin,
神仍然可以带出他的良善。
This can still bring out his redemption and his compassion.
耶稣帮助人的时候。
When Jesus is helping people,
没有一次他叫人接受苦难是神的心意。没有一次他告诉你你的苦难是神的心意。
He never once said that this is all your suffering is was his will.
他反而到处是医治病人，医治那些残废的人。
He continued to heal those who were sick and help those who need him.
为的就要显出神的良善。
This is to show his compassion.
我想如果耶稣能够在犹大跟加利利各地把全部的苦难全部的疾病都医好，
So if Jesus can heal all the illnesses everything all the illnesses in Judea and Galilee，
耶稣是可以这样做的。
Yes, Jesus can do this。
那时候不是有更多的犹太人更多的罗马人相信他吗？
So wouldn't there be even more people who believe him？
耶稣可以设立建立一个没有苦难没有痛苦的地方让世人来看。
So Jesus can build a place without sin, without suffering for all to see.
但是耶稣并不是这样来解决苦难的问题。
But Jesus does not solve any problems, solve problems just like that.
耶稣让我们可以看到神的全能就是要跟这些受苦的人在一起。
Jesus wanted to see that his power was to endure the suffering together with the people.
神愿意跟这些受苦的人承受一切的苦难。
Jesus is willing to come together with these people to endure these suffering together.
不一定要将世上的苦难全部除去。
Not just to remove all suffering on earth.
换句话说，耶稣要让世人看到神是一切安慰的神。
So God wanted people to see that He is one that comforts all.
对于受苦的人来说
，to those who are suffering，
他们可能没有办法体会神的良善。
They may be unable to understand God's compassion.
因为他们会一直问：如果神如果是良善的，为什么叫我受苦
？So they may be asking, why am you God of compassion? Why am I still suffering?
这个问题人没有办法回答。
I think it's difficult for us to answer a question like that.
但是有一个肯定的事实。
But there is a truth in
神不会漠视不顾那些受苦的人。
God will not ignore those who are suffering.
他一定会帮助扶持他们。
He will help them.
问题只在于他们还能否信靠神。
The question is whether or not they can still continue believing in God.
弟兄姐妹，没有任何的疾病或痛苦是永远不会消灭。
Brothers and sisters, there's no one single illness that is that cannot be that will last forever.
没有永远邪恶的势力会永远存在。
There's no evil that will last forever.
这就是神全能眷顾的保证。
This is a guarantee from God.
另一方面，信徒怎么样看待？神全能的给予的生命的供应。
So how can believers see what the provisions that God has given?
对那些需要生命供应的人，我们怎么样看神的全能
？So for ordinary people like us, how do we see God's provisions?
生活在很富有的或者不缺乏物质的国家里。
So living in an affluent and safe country.
我们信徒往往会把食物的供应当成是很理所当然。的事情
We often take the provision of things like food for granted.
是很平凡的事情
It's something normal.
食物跟神有什么关系
So what has this got to do with God?
但是耶稣怎么样教导
So what did God teach us?
耶稣教导说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
So he said give us this day our daily bread.
这个对我们来讲好像是多余的
So this is something unnecessary.
我们需要如此求吗
Do we need to even ask for this?
我们真的需要求日用的饮食今日赐给我们
Do we need to ask for daily bread to be given unto us?
我想去过大谷地宣教队的那些成员们
So I think for those of you who've gone to the mission trip in Thailand,
应该可以知道这两句祷告对当时的人民、对当时的居民是那么的重要。
I think you can empathize how important these words are to the villagers living there.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我想耶稣之所以叫我们讲这两句话。
So I feel that Jesus wanted us to say this.
他让我们知道，当我们在领受神很平凡、神很基本的供应时，我们不要把这个恩典当成理所当然。
He wanted to teach us that when we are receiving ordinary blessings like that, not for us to take it for granted.
更加重要的是，神这个基本的食物带来生命。
More importantly, this provision provides life.
神要我们思想到生命是什么。
He wanted us to think about life and its meaning.
也就是说，对于信徒来说
，So to believers，
你要知道，你每天的生命都是出自于神的眷顾。
You have to understand that every day, everything is due to God's provision.
每一天都是新的一天，新的恩典。
Every day is a new day, and every day is a new blessing.
我们以感恩的心来领受。
We have to accept it with a thankful heart.
来跟神，来跟人来交往。
In relating to God and relating to people around us,
来活出神赐给我们这个生命的意义。
To live out a life of thankfulness to God who has provided to us.
当我们有这样的看见
，Because when we can see things like that,
我们能够从神所张开的手
we can see, we can receive through God's open arms.
我们真的能够去领受他给的一切。
And to receive all that He's given us.
我们去欣赏他给的一切。
And to appreciate everything He's given us.
我们感谢他所给的一切。
And be thankful for that.
所以耶和华的大能，他的良善。
So God's power and His compassion.
无论是在宇宙的创造。
Be it on in the creation on earth.
对他子民的救赎。
The redeeming of His people.
对人生命的供应。
Providing for people.
扶持那些受苦的人。
And to help those in need.
这一切都已经被彰显出来。
All this has been revealed to us.
这些都是神自己乐意的作为。
These have all been done by God willingly.
但是作为受造的人。
But for us who've been created.
特别是已成为神子民的信徒。
Especially more so for us believers.
我们就应当来寻求神的面。
We should seek God's image.
使得我们的生命能够跟他与跟神有连接。
So that we have continuity in our lives with our relation with Him.
更何况神是一位乐意亲近他子民的神。
Even more so for a God that's willingly that willingly wants to come close to us.
所以这是第三点，大卫给我们看到听从神的理由。
So this is the third reason why they about David asking us to extol God.
我们要听从神，因为神是乐意亲近。垂听神子民的祷告。
We should extol God because God listens to our prayers and willingly comes to approach us.
所以大卫在十八到十九节他怎么说
？So in verses 18 to 19, he said.
他说：“凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他相近。
”The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth.
也有敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听从他们的呼求，拯救他们。
He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also fears their cry and saves them.
其实这两节经文是彼此平行互相对应。
So these two verses run parallel correspondingly.
诚心对应敬畏。
So truth corresponds with fear.
耶和华的相近等于耶和华垂听他们的祷告。
So when he's near, it corresponds with him hearing their cry.
这里我们看出神的子民怎么样向神祷告的心态应该是什么。
This also tells us the attitude that we have that we should have towards prayer.
神又怎么样做反应？
And how does he reflect on this?
神的子民必须很真诚的，一心一意的来求告神。
So people of God should be genuine and be wholehearted in asking him.
这就是诚心的意思。
This is how you can be genuine.
他们不能够像古时候的以色列人。
It should not be like the Israelites in the olden times.
在这方面求神。祈祷神
asking God on one hand,
另外一方面又向外邦的神明巴利 来祈求
and on the other hand, they are seeking praying to Gentile gods.
你这样的祈求
when you ask in this manner,
表明你是对神的不信任
this shows your distrust towards God.
是对耶和华神的不敬
this is very disrespectful to God.
所以大卫讲那些诚心真诚求告神的人就必须是一个敬畏神的人。
So David said, people, the ones who are genuine asking are the ones who respect God.
敬畏神的人有一个表现，就是信靠神。
One act of this is to trust God.
如果你不信靠神，你去祈求，应作神的名字。
Because if you do not trust God, and you ask, if you ask God,
你知道你在妄称耶和华神的名吗？
You will be praying in vain, and you will be misusing His name.
你就犯了十诫里面的第三诫。
You'll be violating the third of the Ten Commandments.
当一个诚心又敬畏人来到神的面前来求告神。
Because when a person who is genuine and respects God comes to him,
神就会亲近他，就会帮助他。
God will come close to him and God will help him.
相反的，那些作恶的、想加害于神子民的人。
Conversely, for those who are evil,
那些想加害神子民的人。
Oh, and those who are intent on hurting God's people,
神必会惩罚他们。
God will punish them.
因为这是神对他爱他子民的保护。
Because God, this is a way of God protecting His people.
所以弟兄姐妹，大卫说，神的子民要来遵从神。
So brothers and sisters, God, David pleaded for us to extol God.
因为他乐意亲近敬畏他的人。
Because God wanted to be close to His people.
他会垂听他们的祷告。
He'll listen to their prayers.
他会拯救他们脱离敌人的加害。
He'll save them from the enemy's harm.
好，我们知道这一切。
We know all this.
这一切会否变成基督徒一种医治百病的药方呢？
Will this be a prescription for Christians to solve all kinds of problems?
也就是说，只要我们可以成为爱神、敬畏神的人。
So as long as we love God and extol Him.
只要我们一心一意的来向神祈求。
So as long as we pray wholeheartedly to Him.
神就一定要听我们的祷告吗？
Will God answer all our prayers?
更何况作为敬畏神的人。
Even more so for us who expect God.
我们也不会乱求。
We do not make unreasonable demands.
我们祷告也经常是为别人来着想。
And we often think about others in our prayers.
神为什么可以不听？
Why would God not listen to it?
我想我们不需要向人解释神为什么不垂听祷告。
I don't think we need to explain why God does not listen to our prayers.
我们更不要有一个 checklist, 一个清单来解释说，因为你这样这样这样，因为你有这样这样的坏行为，所以神没有垂听。
So we do not need a checklist, of certain bad, things that we should not do, and to justify that with God.
弟兄姐妹，你要注意一点。
So brothers and sisters, we must take note of something.
如果神没有给我们向他祈求的权柄，
so if God did not give us the authority to pray with him,
无论你是多好多正直，
no matter how upright, how good you are,
你没有权利向神祈求任何东西，
you will have no right to pray to God.
但是神给我们这个权利，
but God gave us this authority,
不是要来叫我们去指挥他来做事情，
not to command him to do things.
甚至我们有时候会客气一点对神，
in a more polite manner.
我们会对神说，希望你帮我做这件事情。
We will say, we hope that you can help me fulfill this.
不是这样。
No, it's not like that.
神给我们可以向他祷告的这个权利。
God gave us authority to submit, to pray to him.
是要叫我们学习凡事能够交托给他。
It's to teach us to submit everything to him.
我们知道耶稣会的创办人 Saint Ignatius of Loyola.
So, and the Jesuits as a person, the Saint Ignatius of Loyola.Of the Jesuits.
他说教宗保禄逝世，他就要解散你的耶稣会。
So when people ask him what would happen if the Jesuits were dissolved,
你有什么打算？
What plans would you have?
你知道这个 Saint Ignatius Loyola 他花一整个生命在这个耶稣会的创办的这个事情上。
So Saint Ignatius spent his whole life on this Jesuits.
现在教宗要把他关掉。
And when asked what's happening when it's dissolved,
你怎么办？他人家问他。
People ask him what are you going to do?
他回答说，
so he replied,
我祷告十五分钟，
I will pray for 15 minutes,
然后我不再想这些事情，
and I won't think about it again.
这就是交托，
this is submitting.
其实更加重要的是，
so more importantly,
在祷告的这件事情上，
with regard to prayer,
神最看重的是我们要认识他的那个渴望。
God wanted us to recognize the desire.
他看重我们要认识他的这个渴望。
He wants us to recognize his desire. His
我们知道每一个人认识神有不同的方式。
We know that everybody has a different relationship with God.
有些人通过某些事情，不管是好是坏，叫他能够对神认识更深。
So some people have gone through good or bad things and gotten to know God better.
有些人通过奇妙的自然的世界，好像李真伟大作者一样，认识神更多。
So some may have known God through miracles on earth.
但是神最希望我们的，就是他的子民能够直接的来到他面前。
So God wanted us most to come directly before him.
很自然的来跟他交通。
And to relate with him naturally.
来跟他来认识他。
To know him.
所以祷告其实是什么？
So what is prayer?
祷告就是神对我们的盼望。
So prayer is what God wants us to do.
盼望我们能够多来认识他。
He wants us to relate to him, to know him better.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道我们都需要慈爱，我们需要怜悯，我们需要饶恕。
So brothers and sisters, we know we need mercy, we need love, we need mercy, we need forgiveness.
但是只有跟人有切身关系的这位耶和华神，这位君王，他才拥有这些。
But it's only a God with such a close relationship with man, only he has these special characteristics.
我们怎么会不想去认识他？
Why would we not want to know him?
我们怎么不想去靠近他？
Why would we not want to go close to him?
但是我们对神的信靠，
In our trust towards God,
是需要培养的。
We need to cultivate this.
当我们通过祷告跟神相遇，
because it is when we pray to God and relate to Him.
你要知道每一次的相遇，
every single encounter
都应该有新的体会，
will bring a new understanding towards God.
更加我们对神的大能，对神的良善，我们更加有确实的把握。
And this should bring us greater assurance of His great power.
所以纵使有许多很多为什么为什么的问题，
so there are many questions of why that we have,
我们无法知道，
that we cannot explain.
纵使有坏事发生在我们身上，
Even when bad things happen to us,
我们也没有理由不再相信神，
we have no reason to stop believing,
而弃绝神，
and to forsake him.
最后我们因为通过祷告跟神接触，
Lastly, it's through prayer that we get close to him,
我们渐渐也会改变，
we will gradually change ourselves.
就是保罗所说的心意更新而变化。
So this is what Paul has said about, mentioned about renewing of the mind.
为什么会有如此改变？
Why would there be such a change?
因为他们越听到神的声音。
Because when we listen to God's voice,
他们越接触到神。
The more we get close to Him,
别人对我们的批评，对我们的评估，我们不需要耿耿于怀。
So we do not need to take to heart what people criticize us about.
我们不需要由人的声音来断定我们本身的价值。
We should not be influenced by what other people say.
我们的价值，我们的身份
，our value, our status，
都是被神肯定。
Has been determined by God.
因为神自己喜欢这样。
Because this is pleasing to God.
你就以感恩的心来接受。
So we should accept this with a gratitude and open heart.
来与他同行。
And to be with Him.
这种心意的更新。
This renewal of the heart.
也叫我们看到其他的弟兄姐妹。
Can let us see among other brothers and sisters.
他们在神的面前也是有如此的身份，如此的地位。
And to see them with equal statuses all before God.
他们也都是被神所看重的，所喜悦的。
Because likewise, they are all pleasing to God.
所以我们能够彼此同工。
So we can work together in fellowship.
来实现神在我们身上所要成就的事情。
So realize what God wants us to achieve on this earth.
不单是对我们是周围的弟兄姐妹。
It's not just to those brothers and sisters around us.
我们看到更多是周围的人。
We can see other people around us as well.
更加需要神的爱。
The people around us, they need,
更加需要神的怜悯。
They need God's love and compassion.
有一位第六世纪的修士，他说得很好。
So there's a 6th century monk who once said,
他说，人彼此如果不靠近，就不能走向神。
He said, there's no way to move towards God without drawing closer to other people.
而人不靠近神，就不能接近人。
And no way to approach other people without coming near to God.
是的，祷告可以让我们靠近神。
Yes, prayer can let us get close to God.
叫我们能够更认识他。
And to allow us to know Him better.
更尊崇他。
And to extol Him.
那么我就能够成为神使用的器皿。
And to become a tool for God.
我能够去接近更多的人。
So we can approach more people.
去把神的恩典带给他们。
And to bring them God's blessing.
所以愿神的大能跟良善常与你们同在。
So may God's power and authority and compassion be with you.
叫你们常常亲近他。
To allow you to be close to Him.
也常常亲近他人。
And to draw near to Him.
愿神祝福大家。
Pastor Daniel was sick this week, or he was trying to prepare for the message. So he asked me, he said, if he's sick, can he?